You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Welcome to The Real Short Box. My name is Kevin.
I'm Donald.
And I'm Kim.
Today, we're talking about upcoming comic book movies for the year 2018.
It's getting crazy, guys. Crazy.
It's going to be a very powerful year of comic book movies.
Mm-hmm.
Some new titles we've never seen before, some titles that are sequels, some titles that are an accumulation of many years.
Actually, quite a bit of new ones, to be fair.
Yes, there are.
At least four.
It's a nice mix.
Yeah. Nice it'll be mix. It'll be a good year for trial and error when it comes to comic book movies. We'll see if you get one that rises to the top, such as Black Panther. Or one that falls on its face, just depending on, basically just going off the trailers and, you know, what people have seen already.
And also the rumor mill about what went on set.
Yes, the rumor mill.
The rumor mill.
In there churning rumor butter.
Yes, indeed.
And I remember getting that rumor butter. It's so sweet.
Oh, yes. That rumor batter.
I said butter. Wait, what are you talking about? Batter.
You need butter to make batter?
You did a different thing. Okay.
Oh,
this got awkward. Okay. All right, so we're going to start off with what would you want to talk about there, Kevin?
Well, let's just start from the beginning of the year. If you like The Fault on Our Stars, Josh Boone directed it.
Nope.
Why are we
mentioning that? Had to ruin it.
Because no one's going to go see it. That's why I'm mentioning it.
No one's going to go see it now,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah, I was like, that changes my mind a little bit.
Yep. Okay, on to the next one.
Oh my goodness.
What's the next movie?
Venom. Coming out October 5th.
All right. We'll talk about Venom.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Who's in it?
Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock.
Now, I remember when you said Tom Hardy, you went, Tom Hardy.
I sure did. Yeah. I'm in love with him.
She wants to marry Tom Hardy if it is possible.
Whoa. Tom Hardy, she wants to have your babies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up. I just admire Tom Hardy.
She wants to call him she wants to call him the Hardy Boys when she has his kids.
There you go. He's a very talented man.
No.
At one point, I thought about it.
He's a beautiful man, though. So I'm really excited. Directed by Ruben Fleischer?
Yeah.
Yeah. There is not very much information on it either at the current
moment. Well, they're still shooting it.
I think they did say that Tom Hardy confirmed that it's based off the storyline Lethal Protector.
Yes, I think it's based in San Francisco.
Yeah. And they do have a few other casts, actors that they've already talked about, either being in or possibly being cast. Do we know?
Woody Harrelson is rumored at this point.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody's thinking he could be Carnage.
Ooh, Cletus Cassidy.
It's a possibility. He
now,
could be
that
Cletus
would be
Cassidy.
Something. That'd be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumored artists right now.
I can
now.
See that.
Yeah. Well, you know, for it being like this New Mutants one, it's so mysterious. And even Venom. Venom comes out this coming year, you know, and it's not that far away that, you know, they're just rumors and there's, they're keeping a pretty tight lip. So I'm hoping it's good.
It's R-rated.
It is. It's another R-rated one, much like this next film that I'm going to talk about, which would be Deadpool 2.
There we go. June 1st.
Right. Now, we've all seen the Bob Ross little parodies.
That's pretty cool.
That he did. And then, like, the billboards and the magazines.
The phone booth one. The Superman
phone booth one.
That's pretty cool.
So, they've been very creative and very fun. So, I think Deadpool 2 is going to be another fun adventure, especially since Cable's joining the group now. Mm-hmm. Played by Josh Brolin.
And you saw like the
Sistine Chapel. Yeah, the finger thing.
Yeah.
The touching fingers with only Deadpool had a gun, I think.
Right.
Or no, Cable had a gun pointed at Deadpool and Deadpool's finger was like touching the gun.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
So that was very cute, very hilarious, very fun. So I think it's going to be another fun inclusion into the Marvel now Disney universe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Since that happened. Mixed feelings on that, guys.
Yep, I agree.
Just sorry to see 20th Century Fox, such a rich history of a studio, go by the wayside, so to speak. You know, of course, it'll still, I'm sure, exist in name, possibly.
Right, but now,
be a division.
Right.
But it won't be the same.
Right.
Speaking of Josh Brolin, what do you got, Kevin?
Well, Josh Brolin will be in another Marvel film as Thanos in the Avengers Infinity War.
And that, and that's right before Deadpool, too.
Right before Deadpool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you almost got one coming out almost every month, practically.
Yeah.
So far.
But Avengers Infinity War has basically been 10 years in the making, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, since Iron Man 1.
Yep, since Iron Man 1. This is like the culmination of 10 years worth of three phases. So this is going to be huge. In my opinion, it would not shock me if this movie opened up until about $300 million opening weekend. I mean, it is like the most viewed trailer, I believe, in history now,
mm-hmm.
on YouTube and all the other platforms, Facebook, you name it. The hype is crazy. You're going to have every superhero imaginable.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Thor.
Thor.
Hulk.
Hulk. Captain Hawkeye. America. Black Widow. Black Panther and his crew.
Falcon.
Falcon. War Machine. Oh my goodness, what's his name?
Other people.
Bucky Barnes will be there.
Winter Soldier.
I mean, it's going to be crazy. I mean, you guys saw the trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man.
I mean, you saw like everybody in there, especially the way the trailer ended. You saw everyone just coming together.
And mm-hmm.
So it's going to be out of control. Plus, I hear it's going to be around about a three-hour movie.
Oh, no, that's too long.
Rumor has it's going to be about a three-hour movie.
That is too long.
Pretty long.
That's a long trailer. Oh wait, the movie.
Long
movie.
Never mind. But look, if it's executed properly,
sure, yeah,
it can be done.
Well, here's the other thing that I heard about this movie is the fact that since some of the contracts are done, it's going to be a great time for the reboot. Yeah, to like transition into a different universe. And they said the next phase expected to be completely different from what we've ever seen before.
Right. And then, by the way, this will be after 2019's Avengers 4, whatever that's going to be called. So after that one, that's when we'll see the true transition.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's going to be something, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
The next one I have here on the list is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
July 6th.
Yep, July 6th that's coming out. Now, this is going to, again, it's directed by Peyton Reed. But it, again, is going to
Who's supposed to have directed the original Fantastic Four movie originally.
Really?
Yep.
And it went to Trank, right? Or
No. It went to, my goodness.
Barbershop, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will come back to me in a second, but yes.
We don't have to go any further than that.
Oh, my goodness. Tim Story. That was his name.
This is starring Paul Rudd, of course. Evangeline Lilly is going to play the Wasp. Michael Peña is going to be back in there. It's going to have Judy Greer in there. Michael Douglas, of course, is reprising his role. Michelle Pfeiffer is going to be in it.
Oh,
Lawrence
nice.
Fishburne, Randall Park, and Walton Goggins, which, of course, we all know he's probably going to play a bad guy.
Probably.
Because that's what Walton does best. But it is basically set after the events of Captain America's Civil War, where Scott Lang tries to balance his home life as a father with his responsibilities as Ant-Man, when Hope Van Dyne and Hank Pym present him with a new mission, requiring him to team up with Van Dyne as the new Wasp. The first film was a surprise for a lot of people. It didn't hit as well as some of the other Marvel films.
But it made money. It did well. It was profitable.
Right. It was profitable. And I think DVD, Blu-ray sales, things like that. Yeah, and it's got more of a cult following along the way afterwards because it was just kind of like a standalone fun.
It was a cool heist movie.
Right. Heist film, Marvel movie, and that was interesting. That piqued people's interest. They enjoyed it. They had fun with it.
The only thing I was upset about, and of course we talked about this for years, was that we really wanted to see, what's our buddy's name? Edgar Wright's take on it before he left the project. I was very interested to see how he would have executed the movie.
I agree. Yeah, I was very excited to see that panel.
Yeah, years ago. Yeah, we saw like the test footage. I was like, oh man, it looks really cool. You know, I wanted to see, you know, what his take would have been on it had he been allowed to continue. I'm sure they kept some of his stuff, obviously, some of his concepts, but it would have been nice had they let him complete his vision.
Yeah, and in this, it's funny. Michelle Pfeiffer is going to play Janet Van Dyne.
Not surprising.
Yeah, so that's cool. And then Lawrence Fishburne is going to be Bill Foster.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, so I thought that was a cool thing. he did already play Perry White, but, you know, it's okay. We can let him jump back and forth.
Well, hey, when you have the guy who played J. Jonah Jameson now playing Commissioner Gordon.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And that's weird. That's a weird little thing that they did. But I think it's going to be fun. It should be a fun movie. I don't know much more than that, to be honest.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, everyone. Just wanted to mention real quick about a shop in Canoga Park, California called Spiro's Heroes. Elliot, the proprietor of the store, has over 300,000 books in what's called the Temple of Comics. That's Spiro Heroes in Canoga Park. SpiroHeroes.com.
Do we have any more?
Yeah, a couple more. Okay. X-Men Dark Phoenix, X-Men Dark Phoenix, November 2nd. This one, I just don't know, because this follows up on X-Men Apocalypse. And as you know, me being a big Apocalypse fan, I was disappointed. It wasn't a very good movie. And this seems to be going down that same path where you're just not sure what they're doing with this. Like, this should have been built up ahead of time. You know what I mean? It's just like they're just throwing this out there. And there's even rumors that this movie may not even come out at all. They may just cancel the project, supposedly.
Really?
So, yeah, with the Marvel purchasing Fox, they may just decide to...
Well, plus who directed this or who was directing it?
I think it was Simon Kinberg.
Oh, was it? Okay, so Bryan Singer didn't have any involvement?
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
But we'll see. I mean, I know we cycle the Entertainment Weekly photographs and whatnot. It's... I don't know. I don't know what to say. I can't really judge it. Got to see the trailer for it and... Maybe it's worth watching.
Maybe. Well, we got one here that is
actually worth watching.
A rarity in next year's lineup is only one DC.
Yes.
Well,
coming out around 4 days before Christmas.
Right.
Aquaman, December 21st.
Aquaman, yeah. And it's following the events of Justice League. Arthur Curry, Aquaman, the reluctant ruler of the underwater kingdom of Atlantis, is caught between land dwellers that are always polluting the globe and his own people who are ready to invade the surface. He must balance both the nations and deal with new enemies from within the kingdom while learning more about his heritage. Sounds kind of boring. I'm going to be honest. Hmm. But hopefully it's not.
Jason Momoa's charisma should hopefully save the film.
They have
if
to,
the script is, yeah. is mediocre. I think his persona could help. Plus, you have a pretty good supporting cast.
And apparently they have a budget of $160 million, so that's nothing
pretty good.
To... Yeah, that's a nice budget for a film like this.
And
underwater, primarily.
Expensive.
And if they use the humor that they used with him in the Justice League,
pepper
it with that, I think that's good. I think Aquaman suffers from being boring.
Right.
And not fun.
Hey, Willem Dafoe's in it, so that'll help.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's another one that was a big Marvel dude.
Green Goblin, yeah.
Yeah. Well, isn't also Drago... in this. Am I correct?
Drago. As in Ivan Drago?
Yes.
As in Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
He is in this. He plays Nereus, the king of the undersea nation of Zabel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman's in it.
Okay. Here you go.
William Dafoe, as we talked about. Patrick Wilson. It plays Orm.
All right.
Which is the ocean master, so he's not.
Yeah, Amber Heard as Mara.
Maybe not be a great guy. But yeah, Amber Heard, she's going to be back as Mara. So it'll be, it might be fine. And I think I like the fact that Warner Brothers is kind of cooling their heels a little bit on their movies being released. And they're like, okay, so we got to get this right. We royally screwed the pooch with Justice League. We did fine with Wonder Woman. We did really bad with Batman versus Superman.
Did bad with Suicide Squad, even though it made a lot of money.
We didn't do well with Suicide Squad.
Disappointed with that one.
So many misfires. They got to knock it out of the park. If they expect to save the DC universe, and if they expect to not be bought by Disney, they need to have some hits here.
Because everyone's being bought by Disney.
Yes. Yes. Everybody.
Disney's making some moves.
Right. In fact, I got a letter in the mail, by the way, our podcast. Disney sent out an offer to us, and I'm debating it.
Yeah.
So, they just said that they'll let us keep where we're recording.
We'll keep our autonomy.
Yeah, we can keep that. Mm-hmm. We just have to wear the mouse ears hats.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And
I own it now.
Right. Oh, occasionally, we would just have to do something like talk about for example, a really cool movie that I liked a lot, which was Ratatouille.
Mm.
And if you haven't seen Ratatouille, it is available on Blu-ray. By Disney, yeah. And is a wonderful film.
Yeah, I mean, sticking with like superhero films too, Incredibles 2 is coming out.
Boom.
There you go. Disney would appreciate that.
Segway.
Disney would appreciate that.
Okay. Yes. I'm excited by it.
Yeah.
You said it was directed by who?
Brad Bird.
Is Brad Bird again. Okay,
can't go wrong there.
No, you cannot. Man knows his animation and his storytelling, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So great. Was there anything else? Or that's pretty much it, right?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we just have television that's coming out next year. I
think although there was Daredevil there was like an animated movie with Spider-Man with Miles Morales. Maybe I should mention real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. There is an animated movie.
And that'll be Miles Morales' first mainstream introduction to the world, shall we say.
Yeah.
So that could be a potential hit for Sony and Disney for all intents and purposes. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure about that one either, but I have a little bit of faith in it. I think it could be a nice little sleeper hit at the end of the year.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up, Hen, for the movies that we talked about here. We can go a little more in depth in these after they've come out and stuff, yes, if we wish.
Yes.
But that'll be it. So please find us on Instagram, Facebook,
YouTube,
Twitter, iTunes, and you know, just love us. Say hello. With that, my name is Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And my name is Kim.
And we'll see you
at the comic shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.